We're glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
Now, we're talking about faith that talks. When faith talks faith, not fear and unbelief. It talks and it says. We're here in Psalms 118. We haven't got out of this yet. Verse 6. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? Now, that's a strong statement. The Lord is on my side. I've seen people say, I think somebody up there don't like me. They're talking about the Lord. The Lord's against me. You ever get mad at God? Now, be honest. Everybody's been mad at God for some reason. But the reason you got mad at God was because you didn't understand Him. Amen. You thought the thing that happened to you was God sent. Just like people today, they just talk about Paul's thorn. Well, God gave Paul a thorn in the flesh. I guess He gave me one. No, God didn't give Paul a thorn in the flesh. And He certainly didn't give you one. You might have just married Him on your own. No, excuse me. No, Paul was given a thorn in the flesh, the Bible says. And it wasn't God that gave it. The devil assigned a demon against Paul to stir up trouble everywhere he went. And Paul told you what it was. He said, it's a messenger of Satan sent to buffet me. And I'll tell you, the devil's still in the same business. He's still sending messengers of Satan to buffet people. And he'll do it with just little nitpicky things. It'll just keep you disturbed and upset all the time if it'll do the work. If you get to where you don't get upset over it, you can stop it with the name of Jesus. Well, I better stay with this. But here in verse 6, David said, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do unto me. The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. Now, have you ever been in a situation where it just looked like everybody in the world was against you? That's what David said. He said, all the nations have compassed me about. But he said, in the name of the Lord, I'll win over them. Amen. Now, where do you get faith for something like that? He said, when I believe, I speak. Now, you go doing that today, and people, I tell you, we've been trained religiously to be a bunch of doubters. We've been sprinkled with doubt, rolled in fear, and embalmed with unbelief sometimes. Because of religious ideas, but we certainly didn't get it from the Word of God. People will say, well, you must think you're God saying all these things. No. Did David think he was God? No. He was making a confession. They compassed me about. Yea, they compassed me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They compassed me about like bees. You ever seen a hive of bees? They are quenched as the fire of thorns, but in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. Now, where did he get this kind of faith? From understanding the Word of God. He found out the will of God. When you find out the will of God, then you can pray the prayer of faith. Then you can say, the Lord is on my side. Because I know what the Word says and what I'm doing is according to the Word of God, so God is on my side. I don't know whether you've noticed it or not, but this world's in a negative stream. They feed you bad news for breakfast, for lunch, and for dinner. Somebody said there's three reasons for depression and oppression in this nation today. ABC, NBC, and CBS. Well, thank God there's some Christian networks that's feeding us some good news. Thank God for the good news. The gospel is the power of God, and gospel means good news. So I have good news. God's on your side. Faith talks. When you believe, you speak. Now, you know, coming up here yesterday. They gave us a weather report, and we had all these segments and storm watches out for the Houston area, and we took off. Said, well, we're going to watch it on radar, you know, got our radar in the thing. And as we come up this way, well, we can pick up the cells on this radar, and it shows there's a cell over here, so we deviate a little over here, and a little over there, back this way, and kind of rerouted a little bit, and we come right on in, get in right behind the storm, stay out of the storm and everything. Why? Because that radar can see through the storm and can see what's on the other side. So we don't zero in. We don't train that radar on the storm to find out where it is and go right in the middle of it. But we get those echoes back and feedback from that thing so we can go around them. So we divert around that storm. Now you hear people make all kinds of strange statements. You ever heard somebody say, well, that old boy just had blind faith. No, faith is not blind. Faith sees through the storm. Faith sees what's on the other side. Faith looks through the storm and sees the end results and deviates to miss the storm and ends up with the same results. Somebody said, look what a big storm. To get to the destination, you got to go through the storm. You know, the Bible says that He leads us all through the wilderness. And the wilderness experience makes you stronger. You better check up on the wilderness experience. There are wilderness experiences, all right. But the children of Israel spent 40 years in the wilderness. And it didn't make them stronger. It killed them. And it'll kill you if you stay in it long enough. The wilderness experience was not a blessing, it was a curse. It came because of their disobedience, because they wouldn't believe God, they wouldn't say what God said, till they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. It was not God's will for them to stay in the wilderness 40 years. They stayed there till all the doubters died. Thank God, old Caleb and Joshua said, we're well able to take the land. Let us go in at once. Now, let me show you something. We sit here and we'll criticize the children of Israel for not believing God and possessing the land. All the promised land, it was surely theirs. God gave it to them. He wanted them to have all the benefits of it. It was a place that there was no poverty. It was a place that flowed with milk and honey. It was a place that was beyond their imagination. But God told them about it and said, it's yours. Go in and possess it. He even assigned an angel, a special angel, not any angel, the angel of the Lord, to keep them in the way and lead them to the place that God had prepared for them. So it was the will of God that they go there. But did you know that multitudes of them died in the wilderness, never set foot on the promised land, never tasted of the honey, never entered into the land of prosperity because they wouldn't mix any faith with what God said? You can read it in the third chapter of Hebrews, where it says they could not enter in because of unbelief. And then in the fourth chapter it says that the gospel was preached, the word was preached to us as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Now what's it mean, not being mixed with faith? They wouldn't mix any faith with the word of God. They knew what God said. Oh, yes, God said that, but there's giants over there. Boy, you don't know how big those... Well, we're grasshoppers. See, they had grasshopper vision. Well, so what? Caleb saw the same giants, and he said to Joshua after they got into the promised land, see, 40 years. Now he's 85 years old when they got into the promised land because they had to spend 40 years out there to kill all the doubters. And then they get over there and he's 85 years old. He said, give me the mountain with the giants on it. He was still well able to do it, and thank God he did, didn't he? You know why? Because he mixed faith with what God said. Now that's what God told Joshua when he started out. He said, don't let the word of God depart out of your mouth. Meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do all that's written therein. Then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then, after you've made your way prosperous, then you'll have good success. Isn't that good news?
Amen.
Thank God for the Word. Meditate in the Word. Don't let it depart out of your mouth. What's that mean? That means to keep it in your mouth. Keep saying what God said. That's the way you mix faith with the Word of God. As you voice it through your voice. You say what God said. As we believe, we therefore speak. Now, if you don't believe it, you won't speak it. Unless you just simply decide to do it. There's things in the Bible that I read and I couldn't hardly believe it with my natural mind, but I started saying it and speaking it and proclaiming it, and then weeks and months later, I believed it. Because faith cometh by hearing. Oh yeah, there may be a storm between your new destination, but the Word says whatever you do will prosper. No weapon formed against you will prosper. There may be a debt you see no way in the world to get out of, but the Word says if you give, it'll be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. So there's your out. There's your way around this thing that looms before you as a mountain. So speak to it and say, you'll never hinder me anymore. I can laugh at the storm when I look at that radar scope. Aha, I see where you are. I'm not going that way. I'm going this way.
Thank you so much for joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast today. I trust you've been blessed by the Word of God. Our CD offer all this week is CD offer number 7312, three CDs entitled Speaking the Word of Faith. They're $22 plus $5 postage and handling, total of $27. Now this will give you three CDs that will give you understanding of how we're supposed to be speaking the Word of Faith. Proclaiming the Word of God. God's Word is the Word of faith. The Apostle Paul tells us in Romans 10 that the Word is nigh you. First it's in thy mouth, then it's in thy heart. That is the Word of faith which we preach. So Paul spoke the Word of faith. He preached the Word of faith. Not enough to know about it. We must be doers of the Word, and we must speak words of faith concerning situations and circumstances of our life. Now, verse 6, Paul said, the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. Then first he tells you what it wouldn't say. Say not in thy heart, who shall ascend into heaven? That is, bring Christ down from above. Who shall ascend in the deep? That is, raise Christ again from the dead. But what saith it? The Word is nigh thee. It is even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the Word of faith which we preach. And then he goes right on into saying, in verse 9 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in thy heart God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So it's not enough just to know about the Word of faith. We must speak the Word of faith, and this is the way people are born again. They proclaim by faith that Jesus is my Lord. And when they said that, the devil was their Lord, but because they said it in faith, based on the authority of this Word, all the demons of hell can't stop them from being born again. That's offer number 7312, three CDs. They're $22 plus $5 postage and handling, total of $27. We have a toll-free order line, 1-877-396-9400. 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this is Charles Capps reminding you that the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.